It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a rainy afternoon, really, throughout the greater New Orleans area. I have some rain expected tomorrow. And we're going to be on the North Shore tomorrow. We're going to be nice inside for the grand reopening of Go Tax Resolution. You know, one of our great clients, Go Tax Resolution, is having a party and a grand reopening. It's tomorrow in Mandeville, and you don't have to owe back taxes to come by. I'm sure there will be food and drinks. And, you know, Betsy Garrity, the wife of Brian Garrity of Go Tax, man, she loves to plan a party. And I know she's planning for things tomorrow. Go Tax Resolution is on the West Causeway approach at 1719 West Causeway. And that's Suite 202. That's tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4, live at Go Tax. Always fun to get out and do the show, and it's always great to go visit those of you on the North Shore. Look, I remind you that you can listen to our entire show again, or you can listen to 1 hour. If you heard something and you want to find out what happened in the earlier part of that hour because you know you can't believe what we're talking about, or you can just listen to highlights. You get all of this by downloading the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's free. So download the Odyssey app. And just follow me, Scoot, and then you can, again, listen to all 3 hours, an hour, or just some of the highlights. So that's real simple. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play WWL. And look, the Saints opened the season Sunday in the Caesar Superdome, and maybe because their status quo with Dennis Allen and Derek Carr, and a lot of Saints fans don't seem to have a lot of confidence in those two. And if you're lacking confidence in a coach or a quarterback, that's going to maybe lead to some apathy. But look, the Saints are going to introduce a new offense. We have a new offensive coordinator, and I'm looking forward to seeing this. And I think there's every reason to be positive. I expect the Saints to win that game. We'll talk even more about that tomorrow afternoon when we're live on the North Shore from Go Tax. But I'm just kind of surprised that there's not the buzz that we've heard and felt in the past. And again, a lot of this may have to do with status quo. A lot of it may have to do with the fact that we're playing a team that had a terrible record last year, the Carolina Panthers. If we were opening the season against Kansas City, maybe that would cause for more buzz. But man, if you're planning on going to that game, man, be prepared to make noise. And we expect, as I said earlier, we expect the team to get up for every game. And as fans, I think we need to get up for every game and not take Carolina lightly. Oh, we're fans, you know, yeah, but it's Carolina, you know. So, yeah, we'll go to the Dome, we'll have fun. Don't take this team lightly. They're still in the NFL. And I think it would be embarrassing for the Saints to lose to Carolina in the opening of the 2024 season. So the season's here. Let's celebrate. And the weather should be great for tailgating Sunday afternoon. Weather should be great for tailgating Saturday afternoon after the rain comes to an end. I don't know exactly when it's going to end, but it might creep into Saturday morning. But should be a great day Saturday on the LSU campus for tailgating before the LSU-Nichols game. And as I said earlier, I love how Brian Kelly said, well, yeah, I really expect LSU to improve. I expect the Tigers to look better this week. Of course, they're playing Nichols. And again, I want to remind you that I'm not dissing on Nichols. It's just that they're in a different league. They're in a different division. And for the fans, I don't like it when teams from a superior division play teams from another division. Because it just, from a standpoint of a contest, it just doesn't seem fair. But I understand the money and the benefits that go to a school like Nichols when they play LSU. And I think it's great for the athletes to have that opportunity to play against LSU and to play in Tiger Stadium. So I get that, but I'm just speaking from the standpoint of a of a fan. You know, I like teams of equal value in the same division to be playing each other. All right, we've got a few calls to get to. We'll do that. We've got some texts to get to as well. Glad you're with us. It's Thursday. We are almost to the weekend. Tomorrow is Free for All Friday, and we'll have as much fun as we can tomorrow afternoon. Kamala Harris rolled out her plan to help out mainstream businesses. This happened yesterday in New Hampshire.
Vice President Kamala Harris is laying out more of her economic policies aimed at boosting small businesses. At a New Hampshire brewery, Harris called small business owners part of the glue and fabric holding communities together.
America's small businesses are an essential foundation to our entire economy.
And says her presidency would focus in part on helping them. She says starting a small business is expensive, $40,000 on average. Startups only get a $5,000 tax deduction. She wants it to be $50,000.
It's essentially a tax cut for starting a small business.
Harris says her goal is to eventually spur 25 million new small business applications over her first term. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hey, look, let's remember that all of these promises that Harris and Trump are making, these are just suggestions. Suggestions of what they want to do. Let's not get sucked into thinking that these are promises that are going to necessarily be fulfilled. Another high-profile Republican has come and declared that they're going to vote for Kamala Harris coming up in November.
Former Republican Representative Liz Cheney says that she will not be voting for Donald Trump and will instead be voting for Democrat Kamala Harris for president. Cheney was a conservative Republican who co-chaired the House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. She became an outspoken critic of Trump. Trump then targeted her Wyoming seat during the 2022 Republican primaries, which Cheney then lost. Cheney has remained vocal about the danger that she says Trump poses to democracy and warns voters that if they want to stop Trump, they do not have the luxury of writing in another candidate or voting for a third party. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
As a former Republican, I just want to say again how sad it is that the Republican Party has turned out the way that it has turned out. More twists and turns in the Hunter Biden federal tax case. Sounds like he's had a change of heart.
Hunter Biden's defense team is announcing the president's son is changing his plea just as jury selection was getting underway in Los Angeles. President Biden's son Hunter had pleaded not guilty to federal tax violations after a plea bargain deal fell through last year. Now, defense lawyer Abby Lowell says Biden's changing his plea. This case accuses Biden of a four-year scheme to avoid paying more than $1 million in taxes while earning millions of dollars as a consultant to foreign business entities. His lawyers were planning to use his drug addiction as a defense, but the judge was limiting how much they could present to jurors. Hunter Biden's already facing potential jail time, convicted in June of lying on a federal form to purchase a gun in 2018. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And the U.S. is accusing Russia of interfering in this election coming up in November by spreading misinformation and pro-Kremlin talking points. And according to a new indictment that dropped yesterday, they have the receipts to prove it.
The U.S. is accusing Russia of using state media in a bid to influence November's election. The government says Moscow remains the main threat to elections, trying to spread misinformation and confuse voters. One case the Justice Department unveiled today accuses two employees of a Russian state-funded media organization of secretly funding a Tennessee company and fooling it into publishing Russian propaganda videos. Another involves seizing internet domains Moscow used to create fake websites designed to look like those of major news organizations.
They were filled with Russian government propaganda that had been created by the Kremlin to reduce international support for Ukraine, bolster pro-Russian policies and interests, and influence voters.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the actions show the lengths to which the Putin government will go to meddle in U.S. affairs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Yeah, and right-wing influencers were convinced and, I guess, conned into working for covert Russian operations here in the U.S. I mean, this is scary. I mean, Russia has figured out a way to pose as conservatives as conservatives representing Donald Trump, conservatives representing the MAGA movement, and getting people on their side. And they're trying to, again, disrupt and confuse everybody in this country. And so far, they're doing a pretty damn good job, because a lot of people are getting information that is total misinformation, but the Russians are feeding them that information. And people pick up on that, and some call this show with the misinformation. And there's a lot of it going on, but, you know, people are so prone to believe what they want to be true rather than what is true, that when I mention the truth, they immediately want to dismiss the truth because they didn't hear it from their source. And that's really scary. All right, let's get to a couple of calls. Let's go to Josh in Lakeview. Josh, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hello, Scoot. How are you today?
Good.
And how are all our listeners? I hope they're doing well, too. There's a few things I wanted to touch base on. Ultimately, I want to talk about the fact that the misnomer that Americans won't do certain jobs. But first, I wanted to address the incongruity about Donald Trump. I drank the Kool-Aid in 2016. I heard him say he's going to build a wall, and he's going to get Mexico to pay for it. First of all, it was a joke Mexico was going to pay for it. He didn't have some kind of clever master plan of how he was going to directly or indirectly, you know, tax all our manufacturing companies that are down there, or tax money that gets wired back from Mexican nationals to their families in Mexico. That was just a joke. Second of all, he has no intention of building a wall, and he never will have an intention to build a wall. He had 2 years where he had control of Congress, Republican control, where he could have passed legislation to get the wall funded. He sat on his behind and didn't do anything for 2 years. After midterm elections, he lost Congress, the Democrat-controlled. That's when he started pushing his legislation for the wall, knowing the Democrats would shoot it down. And then he could point the finger, which he did, at the Democrats. Look, I tried to get the wall. The Democrats shot it down. Okay, and third of all, about Trump's idea of a wall, he had an idea of a fence, not a wall. A wall and a fence are two different things. Anyway, and also, I fear with the Supreme Court swaying so conservatively, we might go back to Bush-era politics, where he legislated against, he defunded medical research, not only including stem cell research, but all medical research, for moral reasons. That set us back 10 or 15 years, at least, with solving, you know, diseases that are going to affect everybody and every family at some point. So every party, everybody's going to be affected by that at some point, either your family member or yourself. Anyway, I'm talking fast. I apologize because I want to get everything in.
It's okay.
The third thing, and most importantly, the misnomer that Americans won't do these jobs. That's not true. Americans are proud people. They're willing, and they have proven through history, that they're willing to roll up their sleeves and do whatever they got to do to get money to support their family and do the right thing. But the difference is between these needy people, I don't blame them for coming over the border, because life's always harder than it is here, by understatement. But Americans will not be exploited. They will not do a job that they're paid less than minimum wage, that they're not afforded the protections of a 40-hour work week, where they're not afforded the protections of having leave and having, you know, it's healthcare. These people from overseas, from across the border, they're being exploited. They aren't being paid even minimum wage. Americans will roll up their sleeves. They'll clean these bathrooms. They'll pick the grapes. They'll do whatever they got to do. They'll hang sheetrock. Even the sheetrock industry has been, torn apart because a lot of undocumented workers are doing that. And that's not a dirty job, you know. Anyway, Americans will do these jobs.
But Josh, the fact is that you just stated the conditions under which Americans will work and the conditions under which they will not work. So the fact is that illegals are doing jobs Americans will not do because of the conditions that you state.
Yeah, but the conditions are the law.
So well, okay. Well, then,
here are working
okay.
Illegally.
Well, then let's do a better job of finding the people who hire illegals, because I can't believe that they're all liberals. They got to be some Republicans out there who are hiring illegals, too.
You hit the nail on the head, Scoot. There's a lot of hypocrisy, and there's what's called country club conservatives. They talk, and they talk, but some of these guys have a lot of power and a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they run businesses that do exploit illegal aliens. And that's their bread and butter. And they talk, and they talk a good game that, you know, they don't want undocumented immigrants taking Americans' jobs. But believe it or not, this is a scenario. The night before a big vote on something against illegal immigrants or whatnot, these country club conservatives, Republicans, will pick up their telephone, and they'll call their connection. They'll call a senator or congressman or whatnot that they know. And they say, look, man, I said, I know I said this, I know I said that about, you know, legal immigration being bad, but you really got to vote and let this keep going, because my business, picking grapes or whatever it is, relies on exploiting these illegal immigrants. So please vote, you know, the way that's going to help my business, which supports illegal immigrants, so that these country club Republicans in the shadow, they have a lot of them, and they have political power. At the last minute, they call their friends.
Josh, you're kind of breaking up there, man. You said a lot. I appreciate the call. You made a lot of sense, too. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. Your calls and your texts are coming up. Even though there's not a lot of buzz about it, man, when you're in that dome Sunday, don't wait for the Saints to do something good to make noise. Let's be proactive as fans, and let's make noise. Saints open the season Sunday. I'm ready for it. And NFL football begins tonight, Thursday night football, Baltimore and Kansas City. Will Taylor Swift be there? I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, it was on this day in 1964 that The Animals from the UK had the number one hit in America, The House of the Rising Sun. This was a folk song set in New Orleans, and it was either about a brothel or a prison, a women's prison. Nobody knows for sure. The song dates back to the 1800s and was first recorded in the 1930s. The song goes back to the 1800s, but it was first recorded in the 1930s. And The House of the Rising Sun, they're not sure, people have studied the song, whether it's a brothel or the Orleans Parish women's prison. Leadbelly, Woody Guthrie, Dave Van Ruck all performed it. Bob Dylan performed it on his debut album in 1962. The Animals had the big hit on it. And look, I remember as a young teenager hearing this song, and I mean, this song was about sex. The sex wasn't as blatant back then as it is today, but relative to the times in which we live, there was a lot of sex in music back in the 60s. And I knew that this song was about prostitutes. I knew it was about men going into a building and paying money to have sex with women. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. Donald Trump held a town hall on Fox News yesterday. And let me just put your mind at rest here. Donald Trump is lying when he tells you that illegal immigrants are getting all of these federal benefits, like Social Security. It doesn't mean that some might not find ways to cheat and get a fake Social Security card. But illegal immigrants coming across the border are not allowed to get federal benefits. So another scare tactic on the part of the Trump campaign. And Elon Musk has deleted a post that promoted Tucker Carlson's video because there's been so much backlash to it. Tucker Carlson, you know, he's got a lot of money. I mean, the money was given to him. He didn't earn it. He was given a lot of money. From his parents. He had money. His family had money. So I guess when you have money and you don't have to worry about a job, you can act with reckless abandon. But Tucker Carlson continues to just say the most outrageous things. He did an interview with Daryl Cooper, who's a podcaster, and his podcast is called The Martyr Maid. And they were talking about World War II and the Holocaust, and basically downplaying the Holocaust and sympathizing with Hitler and saying that Winston Churchill was the worst person in the war, that Winston Churchill was worse than Hitler. And these Holocaust deniers, I don't understand why they don't recognize all of the historical artifacts, all of the historical films of what happened in Germany. It's not like there's no evidence of the Holocaust. And so these Holocaust survivors, to me, are just totally whacked out, and they're white supremacists, and they want to make it seem like it never happened. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Hey, Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, Scoop?
How are you?
I'm doing good. Two things. I wanted to, maybe Ian can look the, up the Twitter feed on Turbine 4,
yes,
see what's going on this weekend.
Turbine 4 starting this weekend as the Saints open the season. We got to find out about that. Turbine 4,
Turbine
man. 4, keep part of the
Turbine
lineup.
4 is, Turbine 4 is opening for Metallica. It's Cade Country on the West Bank, all right?
All right.
No, but all jokes aside, everybody be safe with the weather. I don't know if LaToya Cantrell has waived the park on the neutral ground deal. That's always funny to me. You know, they say, you know what, just go park on the neutral ground. We're going to try to get the pumps going later. But look, I wanted to call up about the Saints deal. Scoot, tickets are $11 right now on the secondary market. So, I mean, that tells me, yeah, it's an opener, it's a regular season. But if they're $11, you know, the demand's not there at that price. And that means, look, if it holds 70-something thousand people, the Superdome, I'm guessing there'll be about 60,000 there. So there is no more waiting list from what I understand for the Saints. That Drew Brees, Sean Payton era, the golden years, whatever you want to call it, that's kind of over with. And people are kind of broke, inflation, all that kind of stuff. So when you combine all that, and yeah, Carolina's not a big draw. Now the Eagles are coming to town this year, and Sean Payton's coming back to the Dome. Those two games I think will be more expensive tickets, Scoot. But, yeah, $11 tickets, so it's good and bad. I mean, that means, like you said, it's not as much excitement. Maybe there'll be more empty seats. But you could maybe look at that as an opportunity to get a cheap ticket. So, yeah, $11 on the secondary market for Sunday. Who knows? People might get paid tomorrow, start scooping them up, and spike the ticket up. So, yeah, check it out if you want a cheap ticket.
All right, Jimmy, I appreciate that that information. Yeah, there just seems like there's less of a buzz this year. But, you know, of course there are going to be those peak games where there's going to be a sellout in the Dome. But, you know, it's interesting that maybe just because it's status quo and there wasn't a lot of excitement last year and it's the Carolina Panthers, that there just doesn't seem to be that great a buzz. And I'm really buzzing about this this opening game. Let's go to Mandeville. Jeff, you're on WWL.
Hello. Hey, Scoot, you're a very generous man for letting me on.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Hey, good, man. Just navigating the rain.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk to you a bit about the Russian propaganda that's out there.
Yeah.
Can we talk on that for a little bit?
Sure.
Or is it out there at all? That's the real question that I ask myself. Because for many, many years, we've been lied to over and over and over about what is Russian propaganda and what isn't Russian propaganda. Right? I mean,
I don't know
the
about
government.
That.
Let's talk about it. It's a documented fact.
Well, I mean,
can
I know
we
this
talk
is...
about it? Because you said people want to believe the truth or they want to believe what they want to believe.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it. Go ahead and
talk
about it.
So the truth is... Thank you, Scoot. So the truth is that the Hunter Biden laptop was authentic. It was the genuine article. It was the real McCoy. And the government knew it. And yet, they set out with a premeditated disinformation campaign, all right, and a censorship campaign to propagandize the American voter into believing that if they believed it, that they were being duped by the Russian government, when all along they knew it was factual.
All right, so where did you get
comment on that?
Where did you get your information?
I got it from the Hunter Biden trial when the government entered the laptop into evidence in the trial.
Okay.
The government used it as evidence. Do you need any more proof that it's authentic?
Evidence of, yeah, evidence of what? Evidence of what? I'm confused
here. Do you know what's on the Hunter Biden laptop?
Well, maybe I do, maybe I don't. Why don't you tell me? What's on it? Why are you making a point that Russia is not involved in trying to upset our election? You believe that?
That's not the point I'm making.
Okay.
The point I'm making is that the government and the media lies to us continually. So why would we believe them when they start saying it again? Who in their, as an independent voter, it should piss you off that they lied to you and deceived you about that. Yet you act like it's no big deal.
Well, as far as the Hunter Biden, there was a lot of questions about that in the beginning, Jeff. Again, I don't know where you're getting your source of information,
but they were. Knew that,
because the government. Okay, if Trump lies about one thing, does he lie about everything? I don't know.
I'm not talking about Trump.
All right, let me talk for a second. I don't know if there is any concerted. I don't know of any concerted effort on the part of the media to get together as a group and say, let's hide this information. There's a lot of paranoia. A lot of people are paranoid about that. I don't know if those things happening. If it's happening, I'd like to know where you get the information on that. But I know people who believe that the media gets together and decides what to cover and what not to cover. I don't know of that, and I've been in this business a long time. So I'm not sure where you're getting your information, and I'm convinced that there is Russian propaganda, and it goes back to 2016, and I can pull up some of the hardcore evidence that's been presented that there is Russian propaganda that's being presented, and that a lot of Americans have been sucked into what looks like a conservative website, and it's funded by the Russians, and the Russians are trying to get information on Americans.
Hey, I don't disagree that the Russians try to interfere in our elections. I'm not disagreeing with that. What I'm saying is, you know, you talk about trusted sources a lot. And, you know, I'm going to break some news to you that every source out there today has an agenda. You like to say some sources are discredited because they have a particular agenda.
Tell me what the agenda
is.
I've got to get to a break here, but I want you to answer this question. What is the main motivation of the mainstream media?
They worship at the altar of Never Trump. So anything that's their agenda.
No, wrong answer.
You asked the question, that's my answer.
That's your
why
answer.
Not? Why is it?
Wrong
why
answer.
Is it the wrong answer?
Because the top
What's
thing...
The tell
top
me the correct. Teach me, Scoot. I want to learn.
Money.
Their objective is
money.
Money.
Fox News, yes, to generate revenue.
I don't watch Fox News.
Fox News's agenda is not anti-Trump. Fox News's agenda is to present pro-Trump things to an audience that wants pro-Trump things because the top agenda of the media is to make money. If you want to join us, Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Since Donald Trump has admitted he lost the election in 2020, it's over. Let's end that conversation. Mentioned it earlier, we'll mention it again. Finally, we can end the conversation. Nobody can ever call this show again and say, oh, the election was stolen, it was all rigged. No, because your leader has now admitted he lost the election, and I think that's big, important news. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day in 1988 this song was released. It was a one-hit wonder. The group was called Boy Meets Girl, Waiting for a Star to Fall. I loved this song. I thought this was a great song. You know, some of the bands that do really good songs, they were only good for one hit. Kind of amazing. You know, I mean, if you're so good, you can just do this incredible hit. That's all you got in you? Let's go to Mid-City. Jeff, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Jeff.
The reason I think nobody's excited about football is because we're all so tied up in politics. Notice all your calls today.
Yeah.
You're asking people to call in about football, and all they want to call in is about
politics.
It's true. And yesterday I tried to get people to talk about the tragedy of 4 people dead, 9 injured on a high school campus in Georgia, and all they wanted to talk about was politics. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. And I would like to add one more thing about football.
Yeah.
I'm getting less enthused about it. Me and quite a few of my friends, we hate the night games.
You hate the what?
You can't stay up till 11 o'clock at night watching
games. Yeah. You know, a lot of people can't. In fact, I went to bed the night John Lennon was shot. I went to bed because I was doing the morning show at the time. I went to bed early and missed all of Monday Night Football, and that's where it was announced that John Lennon had been killed. I didn't learn about it until I woke up and bought a newspaper in the morning in downtown New Orleans, going to work.
Yeah. So
it's true.
You know, I think between it and money's the big money as it gets bigger and bigger is destroying the game. It's trickled down to the college level now with these portals where they can switch back and forth, and the problem with the referees, nobody trusts the referees.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's,
I don't think,
you know, I think that's a, you know, the, and Jeff, I'm so glad you brought that up. The problem, and maybe we can talk more about this tomorrow. The problem with the referees is it doesn't appear as if the NFL holds them accountable, and that pisses off the fans. And all the NFL has to do is hold them accountable for their mistakes. And it doesn't appear as if the NFL does that. Not enough to the point of satisfying fans. Let's go to Ian with a couple of your text messages.
Here's a text that says, so Trump admits he lost the 2020 election. Isn't that a really big, huge, greatest of all time flip-flop?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's the ultimate flip-flop. When you think about all the people's lives who were destroyed because they sucked up to Trump. They followed Trump's lead. Some of you who believe Donald Trump that the election was rigged, man, you're lucky you didn't get your life destroyed, but you weren't in a position to have your life destroyed. But some of you so believe that you might have been in a position to where your life could have been destroyed, too.
I mean, to his credit, that flip-flop at least took, you know, the better part of 4 years, 3 years,
yes.
I guess you could say. But
at least he admitted it.
You know, he flip-flopped on abortion in the course of one day. They asked him in the morning, hey, are you going to vote for the amendment, upholding the right to abortion care in Florida? He says, yeah. Before close of business, he says, no.
Yeah,
that happened in one day.
You know, that's why I'm still very curious about how Trump really feels about abortion. And he's being vague about it, ambiguous, because he wants the women vote, and he's losing women in vast numbers.
Here's a text that says, Scoot, I am a Republican, but once you begin to tell me what I can read or what I can do, it's over. A person has to be at least honest with themselves. And because of that, I can't see myself supporting the Republican Party.
See, I love that. And I agree with that. At heart, I am more a Republican than I am a Democrat, contrary to what many of you believe. But you have really strange reasons for believing somebody's a Democrat or a Republican. But at heart, I'm more a Republican than I am a Democrat, and just finally left the party because the party left me.
Here's a text that says, ever seen a dog chase a car? Screaming callers phoning in trying to get Scoot to agree with their ludicrous theories and bozo opinions is akin to that. What would the dog do if they actually caught the car? What would these gum-flapping callers do if Scoot just agreed with them? Dogs instinctively chase cars. Some humans just instinctively want to bicker, whine, and wail.
That is a great, great
point. I'll give you two more quick ones. Here's one that says, this is such BS about the Saints. True fans will support the team no matter what. Every team has ups and downs, and we need to give the entire team a chance. Shame on those who only support the team when they're great. Who dat? And I'll leave you with this one. Scoot, maybe you should let Coleman bring you somewhere to feel the buzz.
Believe me, Coleman could bring me somewhere that would cause me to feel the buzz.
You're going
to
go drinking on the West Bank,
but
huh?
I wasn't talking about that kind of buzz. I was talking about just the buzz about the Saints. All right, on the Scoot of the A-Rock Culture calendar, this day in 1981, this was the number one song in the UK, Soft Cell Did Tainted Love. That was not an original by Soft Cell. It was a cover of a song done by an American soul singer, Gloria Jones, in 1964. The song reached number 8 on the American charts in 82. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, Sports Talk is coming up next with Bobby Hebert, Mike Dottiglia, and Steve Geller. Tomorrow we are live on the North Shore at GoTax Resolution, West Approach to the Causeway. Should be fun. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director, brand manager, senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, and traffic with Joe Cardosi. Thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, it was on this day in 1988 this song was released. It was a one-hit wonder. The group was called Boy Meets Girl, Waiting for a Star to Fall. I loved this song. I thought this was a great song. You know, some of the bands that do really good songs, they were only good for one hit. Kind of amazing. You know, I mean, if you're so good, you can just do this incredible hit. That's all you got in you? Let's go to Mid-City. Jeff, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Jeff.
The reason I think nobody's excited about football is because we're all so tied up in politics. Notice all your calls today.
Yeah, yeah.
You're asking people to call in about football, and all they want to call in is about politics.
It's true. And yesterday I tried to get people to talk about the tragedy of four people dead, nine injured on a high school campus in Georgia, and all they wanted to talk about was politics. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. And I would like to add one more thing about football.
Yeah.
I'm getting less enthused about it. Me and quite a few of my friends, we hate the night games.
You hate the what?
We can't stay up till 11 o'clock at night watching
games. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, a lot of people can't. You know, in fact, I went to bed the night John Lennon was shot. I went to bed because I was doing the morning show at the time. I went to bed early and missed the all of Monday Night Football, and that's where it was announced that John Lennon had been killed. I didn't learn about it until I woke up and bought a newspaper in the morning in downtown New Orleans, going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's true. You know, I think between that and money's, the big money as it gets bigger and bigger is destroying the game. It's trickled down to the college level now with these portals where they can switch back and forth. And the problem with the referees, nobody trusts the referees.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's... Jeff, I'm so glad you brought that up. The problem, and maybe we can talk more about this tomorrow. The problem with the referees is it doesn't appear as if the NFL holds them accountable. And that pisses off the fans. And all the NFL has to do is hold them accountable for their mistakes. And it doesn't appear as if the NFL does that. Not enough to the point of satisfying fans. Let's go to Ian with a couple of your text messages.
Here's a text that says, so Trump admits he lost the 2020 election. Isn't that a really big, huge, greatest of all time flip-flop?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's the ultimate flip-flop. When you think about all the people's lives who were destroyed because they sucked up to Trump. They followed Trump's lead. Some of you who believe Donald Trump that the election was rigged, man, you're lucky you didn't get your life destroyed, but you weren't in a position to have your life destroyed. But some of you so believe that you might have been in a position to where your life could have been destroyed, too.
I mean, to his credit, that flip-flop at least took, you know, the better part of 4 years, 3 years,
yes.
I guess you could say, but...
At least he admitted it.
You know, he flip-flopped on abortion in the course of one day. They asked him in the morning, hey, are you going to vote for the amendment, you know, upholding the right to abortion care in Florida? He says, yeah. Before close of business, he says, no.
Yeah,
that happened in one day.
You know, that's why I'm still very curious about how Trump really feels about abortion. And he's being vague about it, ambiguous, because he wants the women vote and he's losing women in vast numbers.
Here's a text that says, Scoot, I am a Republican, but once you begin to tell me what I can read or what I can do, it's over. A person has to be at least honest with themselves. And because of that, I can't see myself supporting the Republican Party.
See, I love that. And I agree with that. At heart, I am more a Republican than I am a Democrat, contrary to what many of you believe. But you have really strange reasons for believing somebody's a Democrat or a Republican. But at heart, I'm more a Republican than I am a Democrat, and just finally left the party because the party left me.
Here's a text that says, ever seen a dog chase a car? Screaming callers phoning in, trying to get Scoot to agree with their ludicrous theories and bozo opinions is akin to that. What would the dog do if they actually caught the car? What would these gum-flapping callers do if Scoot just agreed with them? Dogs instinctively chase cars. Some humans just instinctively want to bicker, whine, and wail.
That is a great, great
point. I'll give you two more quick ones. Here's one that says, this is such BS about the Saints. True fans will support the team no matter what. Every team has ups and downs, and we need to give the entire team a chance. Shame on those who only support the team when they're great. Who dat? And I'll leave you with this one. Scoot, maybe you should let Coleman bring you somewhere to feel the buzz.
Believe me, Coleman could bring me somewhere that would cause me to feel the buzz.
You're going to go drinking on the West Bank,
but
huh?
I wasn't talking about that kind of buzz. I was talking about just the buzz about the Saints. All right, on the Scoot of the A-Rock Culture Calendar, this day in 1981, this was the number one song in the UK, Soft Cell Did Tainted Love. That was not an original by Soft Cell. It was a cover of a song done by an American soul singer, Gloria Jones, in 1964. The song reached number 8 on the American charts in 82. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, Sports Talk is coming up next with Bobby Hebert, Mike Dottiglia, and Steve Geller. Tomorrow we are live on the North Shore at GoTax Resolution, West Approach to the Causeway. Should be fun. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director, brand manager, senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, and traffic with Joe Cardosi. Thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.